It is with great trepidation that I offer Divrei Hesped for Mori V'Rebbe, my Rebbe Muvhok, my teacher and master, Hagon Marenu Harav Moshe David Tendler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Who am I to be maspid him? How can a Talmud be maspid his Rebbe? Words cannot begin to describe the incredible life and legacy of this Adam Gadol. But I will try and share just a little of what he meant to me and to Klal Yisrael. The Gemara in Moed Katan and Daf Chof Hei relates that following the death of Rab and Rav Yosef, the arches of the bridges over the Euphrates collapsed into one another. And following the death of Abayi and Rava, the arches of the bridges over the Tigris collapsed into one another. These Chachamim were bridges, Baalei Masora, connecting one generation to the next, and their deaths marked the end of an era. Marenu, Rav Moshe David Tendler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a living link in the chain of tradition. He connected us to the Gedolim of the previous generations, all the way back to Har Sinai, and his death too marks the end of an era. Rav Tendler was so many things, a posek and a professor, a Rosh Yeshiva and a scientist, a world-class Talmud Chacham with a PhD in microbiology, a communal leader and synagogue rabbi. But to me, he was a Rebbe. And his shiur was like no other in the yeshiva. Rav Tendler wouldn't get lost in abstractions, pilpulim, or lumdus. Instead, his shiur was a libet hilchasa, focusing on halacha lamaisa, the practical application of halacha. The sugya would come to life, pirouetting off the page of the Gemara, as Rav Tendler would share real questions and cases based on his experience as a posek. We would often look at the tshuvos of his beloved shver, his father-in-law, Gaon Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal, with Rav Tendler providing the fascinating background to the tshuva. Rav Tendler defined Torah lishma, the study of Torah, for its own sake, as l'shem hora, for the sake of being able to rule, being able to paskin. He would quote the Gemara in Kiddushin, and daf lamed v'shinantam, sheyu divrei Torah mechudodim beficha. Words of Torah should be sharp in your mouth. Sheim yishalecha adam davar al tegamgem, v'tomar lo ela emor lo miyad. Should someone ask you a question, do not stutter or stammer. Instead, answer him immediately. The halacha should be so clear. Rav Tendler was critical of those who study yeshiva or kolel for many years, but when asked how to make a cup of tea on Shabbos, don't want a paskin. The whole point of Torah study for Rav Tendler is l'shem hora. It was not uncommon for me to be sitting with him in his office at Yeshiva University, or in the study, in his home in Muncie, New York, and he would receive a phone call, usually from across the great expanses of the globe, on some serious matter. And it was also not uncommon for him to quickly gesture to me, to pick up the phone and listen in on the conversation so I could hear how he navigated the delicate question. He wanted his Talmidim to be competent and confident in answering a shaila. He was also the address when the answer was unclear, or the question too great for a newly minted rabbi. We knew we could turn to him and he would guide us. One of the poskei hador was just a phone call away, always magnanimous, always generous with his time. It's no surprise that he was generous with his talmidim. He loved us. Chazal compared the Talmud-Rebbe relationship to the parent-child relationship. This was tangible to anyone who merited to be a Talmud of Rav Tendler. He treated us like his own children, and our children like his grandchildren. Our simchas were his simchas. Our successes were his successes. He was deeply invested in his talmidim and was so proud of their accomplishments. Together with his late Rebbetzin Sifra, alayhi shalom, who also took an interest in our lives and in our careers, he would open up his home to us for Shabbos and Yantif, Chanukah Sudos. I remember the first time I spent a Shabbos in his home and watched him interact with his kehila in his natural habitat, on his own turf, at community synagogue of Mansi, the shul where he served for over 50 years. And I was both surprised and not surprised to see how he was the candy man at shul, how he would give out candies to all the children. I remember one Simchas Torah watching him give out candies and treats and toys to the children with the same enthusiasm and love as when he danced with the Torah. That was Rav Tendler. And we tell Midim, we didn't call him Rav. We called him Rebbe. That was this close relationship we had with him. For decades, Rav Tendler served with distinction as Rosh Yeshiva at Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan and professor of biology and Jewish medical ethics at Yeshiva College. He entered the yeshiva at age 13 in 1939 and, in his own words, never left. YU's motto of Torah Umada was his own personal mantra. But he would often quip that there should be more Mada in the Torah classes and more Torah in the Mada classes. And that's just what he did. He brought science into the base medrash and Torah into the laboratory. Complicated sugyos were illuminated by scientific material, and his biology classes were peppered with statements of Chazal. As a preeminent posek and pioneer in the field of medical halacha, Rav Tendler ruled on the most difficult and delicate areas of halacha, complicated questions of pikuach nefesh, end-of-life issues, organ donation, aguna, abortion, reproductive medicine. He answered them all with a surgical precision, a great finesse, and with a great sense of responsibility. He had broad shoulders and garnered the confidence of the broad community and came to be recognized as the leading authority. In addition to his so many accomplishments, he also developed a cancer drug he named Refuim. A Time magazine article dated May 31st, 1963 described how, quote, the discovery made by Dr. Moses D. Tendler took on an aura of romance because he spends only part of his time in the laboratory, the rest in his study as a Talmudic scholar. Even Time magazine couldn't ignore this tremendous Kiddush Hashem, as the Mishnah that he was fond of quoting states, Yafa Talmud Torim Derech Eretz. Lovely is the study of Torah when combined with worldly pursuits. How many can boast that their Rosh Yeshiva discovered a cure for cancer? Rav Tendler came from rabbinic royalty, Man Malchei Rabbanon. He was married into the house of the Nasi, Chasnei Debei Nesina, Chasnei Debei Nesia, the Chasen of Hagon Rav Moshe Feinstein, and was an invaluable source to his saintly father-in-law. When Rav Moshe was posed with questions of medical halacha or innovations in science and technology, he turned to his beloved son-in-law, whom he quotes tens and tens of times in his Tshuvos Nigros Moshe, calling him not his son-in-law, but his son-in-law whom he loves like his own son. And Rav Tendler provided the necessary medical or scientific information needed to paskin the Shaila. Rav Tendler's Torah was a Torah Chaim, a living, breathing Judaism that engages the modern world and confronts its challenges. He believed that an understanding of science, technology, and the mitzius, the reality, is indispensable. He would point to how the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Hei records that Rav spent 18 months among the shepherds studying what types of blemishes on animals heal and what types are permanent in order to paskin, or how Rabbi Zeira, Gemara Nidan Daf Chaf records, was hesitant to rule on issues of family purity without the proper knowledge of the physiology involved. How the Gemara in Shabbos and Daf Ayin Hey criticizes one who knows how to calculate the calendar based on his understanding of astronomy and constellations, but does not do so. And the Gemara concludes that making such calculations is a mitzvah. Medrash in Eicha Rabba states, Yesh Chochma Ba Goyim Tamin. There is wisdom to be found among the Gentiles. Yes, you can believe that. And for Rav Tendler, an understanding of that wisdom is sine qua non for deciding halacha. a rare scholar, he was an expert in both Torah and science, and he saw no conflict between the two. For him, they lived together in perfect harmony. They complemented each other. He was equally at home quoting Galen as he was quoting the Rambam, equally at home in the Dalet Amos of the Beis Medrash and the four L's of the science laboratory. Returning from the funeral of Rav, the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Mem Beis Mem Gimel records how his students sat and ate by the river, and when they finished and wanted to bench, a suffix arose, a question arose that they had no answer to. Rav Ada Bar Ava stood up and tor kriya, rent his garment a second time, and said, Nach nafshei derav, ubirkas mezona lo gamrinon. Our teacher Rav has died, and we haven't even learned from him the basic laws of birkas hamazon. Now that Rav Tendler has gone to the Olam HaEmes, who will provide us with direction and guidance in the most difficult questions of medical halacha, innovations in science, and advancements in technology? Born in 1926, Rav Tendler would often say that he was born in a, quote, small shtetl in Europe known as the Lower East Side of Manhattan. Hitler killed more than 6 million Jews. He destroyed a culture that you kids don't even know about, he would remark. And in his shiur, we were transported into a long-lost world where a man dressed in tatters knew every Tosfos by heart and could be asked any question in any area of the Gemara, on any daf. He would share stories of how as a child he would accompany his maternal grandfather, Rav Shalom Baumrind, known as the Boyaner Moel, to the fish market for kaparos. How his grandfather would buy a live carp and take a piece of challah soaked in schnapps and place it in its mouth. He shared how the same grandfather would take him to the Boyaner Rebbe's tish as a child on the Lower East Side, which he remembered being regal and majestic, but Rav Tendler still refused to take the Rebbe's shirayim. He was a Litvak even at a young age, and recalled how his grandfather would look at him like a shagetz for not eating the shirayim. He recalled how his grandmother would cut the bottoms of the carrots off first, as it's not nice to chop off the head. He connected us to the Gedolim of previous generations. How as a bachar he would read the Gemara for an elderly blind Rav Yosef Eliyahu Henkin, who would sit on orange crates, wooden orange crates, so as not to take money from the yeshiva for furniture. He shared stories of his father, Rav Yitzchak Isaac Tendler, a cigar-smoking Rosh Yeshiva at RJJ with a wicked sense of humor that Rav Tendler would ultimately inherit, who also served as the Rav of the Kamenitzer Shul on the Lower East Side for decades, and his father's Rebbe, Rav Baruch Be'er Leibovich of Kamenitz. He would share unpublished, little-known anecdotes and chidushim that he heard from the Rav, Rav Yosef Dov, Halevi Soloveitchik, along with stories of his interactions with the other Roshei Yeshiva at Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. Stories of his interactions with Torah luminaries like the Ponovitcher Rav, Rav Gehanemann, Rav Huttner, Lubavitcher Rebbe. Often, while relating a story about his beloved Shver, Rav Moshe Feinstein, Rebbe would have to hold back the tears. That's how close they were. For Rav Tendler, sharing these stories and anecdotes was not bittel Torah. Like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah and Daf Yutes says, Afilu sichas chulin shel tamidei chachamim tzricha Talmud. Even the mundane conversations of tamidei chachamim requires study. He was connecting us with our Mesorah. He taught his students so much more than just a blat Gemara. He gave us a glimpse into greatness. Rav Tendler was a towering intellectual giant, but at the same time very down to earth and easily approachable. He was famous for his wry sense of humor. He possessed a sharp wit and biting sarcasm, always quick with a comment or a comeback. Once when asked by a student if a certain decadent dessert made with dairy equipment can be eaten after meat, he scratched his beard and wondered aloud if it should be eaten at all, given just how unhealthy it is. As a posek, he could be unyielding, uncompromising, and unapologetic. He lived the Torah's instructions to the dayan. Lo taguru mipnei ish. You shall not tremble before any man. whether it was brain death, metzitza bepeh, or ascending the Temple Mount, he was unafraid and unabashed to take a controversial position, even at great personal cost. He strove for truth, often quoting the Maharshal's comment that any distortion of the Torah is yahareg v'al yavor, or Rav Soloveitchik's comparison of a posek who errs to a Navi Sheker, a false prophet. He had an illustrious career spanning decades dedicated to Jewish communal life. As a Rosh Yeshiva and the rabbi of Community Synagogue of Muncie, he helped shape Orthodoxy in America in the 20th century. His books and dozens of scholarly articles on the most intricate areas of halacha and science and medicine guided generations and will continue to guide generations to come. HaKadosh Baruch Hu blessed him with Arichus Yamim Veshanim, a long life, and he continued giving shiurim until his most recent illness made it impossible. He drew strength from his great love for the Torah and his great love for his Talmidim. Mimoshe ad Moshe lo kam kemoshe. From Moshe to Moshe, no one arose like Moshe. Like Moshe Rabbeinu, the Rambam Moshe ben Maimon, and Rav Moshe Feinstein, Mori v'Rebbe Rav Tendler taught Torah to generations, connecting them to our Mesorah. Upon learning of the death of his teacher and master, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva rent his garment and cried out, "Woe is me, my teacher! Woe is me, my teacher, my master, who has left the entire generation orphaned." With the passing of Hagon, Rav Moshe David Tendler, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, our generation is orphaned, but he leaves a lasting legacy in the myriads of Talmidim he taught and inspired. Yehi Zichro Baruch.